Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chof Gimel, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, v'shetzilosa meruba mechamasa ksheira. Today's daf is being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Avadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is being learned l'ilui nishmas Avram ben Ramosha Chaim. So the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph said, Sukkah hamiduv leles, v'shetzilosa meruba mechamasa ksheira. So we saw on Amar Aleph, Machloikis Ravin Shmuel, what a Sukkah hamiduv leles is. The Gemara now is going to discuss the second halach in the Mishnah, and that is, v'shetzilosa meruba mechamasa ksheira. So literally what the Mishnah is saying is that a Sukkah that has shade, but there's also sun coming in, as long as there's more shade than there is sun, it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Haki adadi psula. It sounds like, if it would be not roiv tzel, but rather it would be 50-50, there'd be an equal amount of tzel as there is chama, it would be pasul. Shetzi losam, ruba mechamasak sheira. But if it's even, it would be a problem. Feit the Gemara v'tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, where is this Mishnah? Not Hasam, but rather Be'idach Perkin, in the previous parak, in the first parak in the Masechta. In fact, the very first Mishnah of the Masechta, V'shachamasam Ruba Mitzilas Apsula. If you have a Sukkah that has sun and has shade, if there's Roiv Chama, then the halach is it's going to be possible. What does it sound like? Haki Adadi Ksheira. It sounds like that if it would be 50-50, it would be equal, it would be kosher. In other words, the Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph and the Mishnah and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph sounded like they're saying the same thing. The Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph says that a sukkah that's chamasim ruba mitzilasa is psula. The Mishnah and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph says a sukkah that's silasim ruba mechamasa is ksheira. But really, if you look at it a little bit more closely, they're not saying the same thing. In fact, there's a stira. Because chamasa meruba mitzilasa psula sounds like if it would be 50-50, it would be kosher. And silasa meruba mechamasa ksheira sounds like if it would be 50-50, it would be pasul. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? If there's an equal amount of chama and an equal amount of tzel, so the Gemara says, you have to say, kan mil mala, kan milmata. And there's a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam how to learn this Gemara. We're going to learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. And that is kan, our Mishnah. The Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph is discussing the status of the schach milmala. Milmala, if you look at the physical schach, and there's more schach than there is no schach, the halach is it's going to be kosher. If you look at the physical schach, and it's 50-50, meaning there's an equal amount of schach as there is aver. It's paritz ka'oimed, so to speak. The halacha is, it's going to be pasul. Kan, whereas the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph was discussing milmata. Milmata, the halacha is, if it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa, meaning if you're sitting in the sukkah and you're getting more sun than shade, it's going to be pasul. However, if it's going to be 50-50, in that case, it's going to be kosher. So you're right. There is a stira in the mashmois, in the inference of the Mishnah Daf Beis versus the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis. However, the two Mishnais, even though they sound like they're talking about the same thing, they're actually not talking about the same thing. Awfully similar, but not the same thing. One Mishnah is discussing the status of the schach versus the Avr Milmala, and the other one is discussing the status of the chama versus the tzel milmato. The Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph is talking milmalo. Milmalo, it has to be roiv schach. If there's an equal amount of schach and aver, the halach is it's going to be pasul. Whereas the Mishnah on Daf Beis is talking about the status milmato. Milmato, if it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa, it's going to be pasul. If it's going to be equal milmato, then it's going to be kosher. So again, the stira was 50-50. Is it kosher? Is it pasul? It depends. Milmalo, 50-50 is pasul. Milmato, 50-50 is kosher. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, with the way the Gemara reconciled the steer in this Mishnah, Hainu the Amri Yitzchi, this is what people mean when they say, Kizuza Mila'el, Kistera Milatachas. That if you have a hole the size of a Zuz, that's a small coin, on top, so you're going to have an Istera, a Sela's worth of sun, will be able to seep through. Because from a little bit of a hole, a lot of Ur is able to come through. And that's the point. If it's 50-50, milmala, it's going to be chamasa meruba mitzilasa lamata. Bottom line is, what's the halacha? If there's an equal amount of cham and equal amount of tzel, if it's milmala on the schach level, if there's an equal amount of schach to aver, the halacha is it's going to be pasul. as it relates to milmata, if there would be an equal amount of chama and an equal amount of tzel, then it would be kosher. Because if there's an equal amount of chama and equal amount of tzel, that means there's actually more schach milmala, in which case it would be okay. When is it possible, looking at it from the standpoint of milmata, if it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa, then it's possible. Because if it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa milmata, that by definition would mean that there's a problem milmala, and that's why the halach is it's going to be pasul. The Mishnah then said, "Mu'uva kimin bias." In the event that the schach is very thick, even though you're not able to see the stars through the schach because it's so thick, sheiros, still the halach is it's going to be kosher. So there's no halacha that says that you have to be able to look up and see the stars. That's what the Mishnah says. Even if the kechavim are not near mitoichel, still it's going to be okay. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Brayis, "Mu'uva kimin bias." If the schach is thick as a bias, like the Mishnah said, even if you can't see the stars, it's going to be okay. However, the Braisa, like it almost always does, adds language that the Mishnah doesn't say. What would be if the schach is so thick that not only can you not see the koichovim, the stars that come out at night, but you can't even see stars during the day. You can't even see the stars of the sun, which is, of course, just a euphemism. It means you can't see the rays of the sun. It's so thick that no sun can get through. Beishamai poislin. Beishamai says in that case it's going to be pasul. Ubeisul machshirin, whereas Beisul says that even in that case it's going to be kasha zok de mishnah vaita. If somebody builds a sukkah on top of a wagon, or on a ship, the ship was at sea, and he built a sukkah on the ship. Ksheira. The halacha is either one of these sukkahs are kosher. There's no halacha that says that you can't build a sukkah on a wagon. There's no halacha that says you can't build it on a ship. Not just that, v'oilin l'b'yantif. You're allowed to go on a sukkah like that on yantif. You're allowed to be on a ship on yantif. You're allowed to be on an agol b'yantif. B'roisha ilon oy al gabi gomel. If somebody builds a sukkah on a tree, so you built a tree house, but really not a tree house, a tree sukkah. Oy al gabi gomel, or on top of a camel or some other animal. Ksheira. The halacha is the sukkah itself is kosher. Then oilin l'b'yantif, you're not allowed to go on it on yantif. Now, how could it be kosher and at the same time you can't go on it on yantif? Cholamayit. Ein oilin l'b'yantif means on the real yantif, which midday raisa is only one day. It's the first day yantif, like in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laretz, you have a second day. Shmini Atzeres, which is the second day's yantif, is already not part of Sukkis from a Hilcha Sukkah perspective. So really, Yontif is just one day. It's that first day. The other 6 days, there'd be no problem. So again, if somebody builds a Sukkah, Bereish HaGol, Bereish HaSfin, it's a Kashmir Sukkah, and you can even go in on Yontif, not just the latter 6 days, even the first day. Bereish HaIlon, Agabi, Agomel, Ksheira. However, you're not allowed to go in on Yontif. And the reason you're not allowed to go on Yontif is because Chazal said that you're not allowed to be Mishtamish with an Ilon or with an animal on Yontif or Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yitlash. We're afraid that you may cut a branch to maybe go and hit the animal, or you're on the tree, so you may cut something off. So because of a gezerah of something that you may do, Chazal said you can't be mishtamish be'ilon, you can't be mishtamish be'gomel, and that would impact Hilchas Sukkah as well. Says the Mishnah, shtayim be'ilon v'achas b'de'adam. What would be if somebody built a sukkah that's partially on a tree? So two of the walls are on a tree. A picture's worth a thousand words. Rashi says that in the case where two of the walls were on the tree, the majority of the floor of the sukkah was also on the tree. But there was one regular wall that had a little bit of floor in it as well that wasn't part of the tree. So you have a tree. Next to the tree, you erected one very large wall. In the tree itself, you have two walls. So two of the walls are inside the tree. One of them is not in the tree. Or in the reverse, you have two walls that were in regular walls. And one of them is inside the tree. And again, part of the floor is in the tree. Part of the floor is not in the tree. So the halach is ksheira, the sukkah is kosher, but the ein lo ilon la b'yantif. You're not allowed to go in an anyantif. Just like we said, if somebody builds a sukkah b'reish ilon, you're not allowed to go in an anyantif. So too, if two of the walls, or even if one of the walls is in a tree, that would be a problem. Sholish b'deyadim v'achas b'ilon. If, however, you built a sukkah where three walls are regular walls, but there's a fourth wall, extra credit. You don't have to have the fourth wall. We mentioned yesterday the Chassam Sofer, no sukkah to have a fourth wall, but you don't have to have a fourth wall. So then the halach is if that fourth wall was in an ilon ksheira, it's going to be kosher. And you will be allowed to go on it on yantif. What's the difference? Why if there's two walls or one wall of three inside the tree, is it a problem? But if one of the four is in the tree, it's not a problem. So the Mishnah says, here's the rule. If without the tree, you would have an independent sukkah, the sukkah would be able to stand. It would be a kosher sukkah. So then we don't care the fact that there's a wall inside the tree. If, however, you need the wall in the tree in order for the sukkah to stand physically, or in order for it to stand spiritually, in order to be a kosher sukkah, it's going to be a problem. A sukkah has to have three walls. So if you have three regular walls and there's a fourth wall in the tree, we don't care. If you only have one or two walls without the tree, that's when it's going to be a problem. So the Mishnah said a lot, and the Gemara is going to discuss it. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was, if somebody builds a sukkah on top of a wagon, on top of a ship, the halach is a kosher sukkah, and you're allowed to go on a sukkah like that on Yontif. Says the Gemara, Mani Masis. And who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva, meaning not everybody agrees with this halacha. However, it's Beshitas Rabbi Akiva. Ditanyo, we learned in a braisa, if somebody builds a sukkah on top of a ship, Rabbi Gamliel plays, Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible, Rabbi Akiva, Mach, Rabbi Akiva says it's kosher. Maisa, there was a story with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, Shoibam Besfina. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, they were once together on a ship. So many stories in Shas with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva on a ship. In fact, you find that the Gemara often says, quote, Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came. And it would seem that Rabbi Akiva used to travel a lot, and that's why you find this idea of Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva. But there was a story with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. They were on a ship. Rabbi Akiva of Asa Sukkah B'Rosh HaSfina. It was Sukkahs. And Rabbi Akiva got up, and he built a Sukkah B'Rosh HaSfina. L'shitasoi, he holds, it's kosher. Now, he was together with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's of the opinion that it's not okay. And the Mishnah says, Lamacha, the next day, Noshfu Ruach Va'akrasa. A wind came and it blew away the sukkah. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel went to Rabbi Akiva and said, Akiva, tell me, Heichan Sukkascha. You mind telling me what happened to your sukkah? Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel was trying to, in a not such subtle way, prove his point that he's right, that you're really not supposed to build a sukkah, B'Rosh HaSfina. Now, from this story, we have a little bit of a clue as to why Rabbi Gamliel holds you shouldn't build a sukkah B'Rosh HaSfina. And that is because Rabbi Gamliel was worried about exactly what happened in that story with Rabbi Akiva. He's worried about the wind. And really, the background to this is that when a person's at sea, it's a lot windier than when you're on dry land. And as a result, wind can impact a sukkah that's on a ship much more than it would impact a sukkah that's on your porch. And it's for that reason Rabbi Gamliel was sensitive to the fact that I don't want you building a sukkah B'Rosh HaSfina when the Sfina is at sea, because, or even it's docked by the sea, because the wind is going to come and it's going to potentially blow it away. Now Rabbi Akiva wasn't so concerned. So what's Pashup Shad in the Machloikis? So the Gemara is going to say in a few lines, but just to give it away, the Gemara is going to say Rabbi Gamliel holds Sukkah Diras Kva B'Inon. And because Rabbi Gamliel holds Sukkah Diras Kva B'Inon, it has to be Kavua. B'Rosh HaSfina, a wind can come, potentially impacted. I don't see that as a Diras Kva. Rabbi Akiva holds Sukkah Diras Aroi B'Inon. And because it only has to be a Diras Aroi, it's for that reason it's going to be okay. But at the end of the day, the Yesod of Shitas Rabbi Gamliel, as we segue into the next part of the Gemara, is related to the fact that Rabbi Gamliel holds Sukkah Diras Kva B'Inon, and he's worried about a sukkah that's on a Sfina that's susceptible to a wind coming and knocking it away. Rabbi Akiva is not so worried. So Amar Abaye. Abaye clarified this a little bit better. He said, the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees. There's no machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. That, like Klumi, if you have a sukkah that's B'Rosh HaSfina and it's so flimsy that if a Ruach Metsuya Diabosha, a regular wind that you have anywhere, would be able to knock this sukkah out, it would be possible. Any sukkah that can't withstand a Ruach Metsuya Diabosha, it's not a dira, it's not a sukkah. And even Rabbi Akiva, who holds sukkah diras haroi b'inon, it's not even a diras haroi. If you have a sukkah and it's able to withstand a ruach she'ena metzuya, this is an unusual wind, this is a feisty wind, then everybody agrees it would be kosher. There's no one in the world that would have a problem with that. Even Rabbi Gamliel would tell you, I need a sukkah to be a diras kva, but if it could withstand a ruach she'ena metzuya, such an aggressive wind, it's going to be kosher. Keep please. What then was the machloikis? They seem to be arguing about a sukkah that can withstand wind or were not withstand wind. So what are they discussing? They were arguing about a sukkah that's able to withstand a ruach mitzuya diabasha, meaning a regular wind, but for any lamid ruach mitzuya diyam. That's the right gerasa. But it's not able to withstand a ruach mitzuya that's on the yam. And as we mentioned, the ruach mitzuya diyam is a little more intense than the ruach mitzuya diabasha. What's a regular wind at sea is different than what's a regular sea, the wind diabasha. So this sukkah that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva debated was able to withstand the ruach mitzuya, just not a ruach mitzuya diyam. The problem is it's on a ship, and the ship is at yam. So now you have a sukkah that's not able to withstand the ruach mitzuya diyam. So what's the halacha? Machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Gamliel says Rabbi Gamliel holds sukkah diras kva beina. V'kimin de'ini chayil olam b'ruach mitzuya diyam. Like Klomi, he holds it has to be a diras kva. And if it's not able to withstand the ruach mitzuya diyam, that means it's not a diras kva. V'kiva says Rabbi Akiva holds sukkah diras haroi beina, and it has to be a diras haroi. V'kimin de'ichayil olam b'ruach mitzuya diyabasha k'sher. As long as it's able to withstand the ruach mitzuya diyabasha, that would be enough for it to be okay. In other words, this machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel, is related to an idea that, as we see, permeates the entire Masechta Sukkah and the entire Hilchas Sukkah, and that is Sukkah Diras Kva Be'inon or Sukkah Diras Aroi Be'inon, and many, many ramifications of this machloikis. But the point is, if you hold Sukkah Diras Kva Be'inon, the standard of Sukkah is going to be very different than if you hold Sukkah Diras Aroi Be'inon, says the Gemara. Misha continued and said, if somebody builds a Sukkah Bereisho Ilon, Oy al gabi gomel. So somebody built a sukkah on a tree or on top of an animal, ksheir, the sukkah's kosher, there's nothing wrong with that sukkah. However, if you can't go on that sukkah, on yontif. And the reason is because on yontif, you're not allowed to touch a tree. On yontif, you're not allowed to ride on top of an animal. So if you have a sukkah that's in a tree or on a gomel, the halach is it's a kosher sukkah, you can use it on Chol HaMoed, but on the day of Yontif, you would not be able to go on. It's Zoktagor Masisa Mani, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rameir, it's Rameir. The Tanya will learn to the Bryce, Isis Sukkah, Al Gabi Behemo. Somebody builds a sukkah on top of an animal. Rameir, Mach Rameir says it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Pais, Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. What did our Mishnah say? It's kosher. Obviously, it's Shitas Rameir. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's possible? On Makra, the Pasik says, Chaga Sukkah's Tassel Achos Shivas Yomim. And we learn from here, Sukkah Haru'uyu Lishuvash Ma Sukkah. Sukkah Shayna Ru'uyu Lishuvash Ma Sukkah. In order for sukkah to be kosher, it has to be a sukkah that you're able to use for 7 days. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, being that you will not be allowed to go on this sukkah on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed you'll be able to, but on Yontif you won't be able to. So it's a sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva, and a sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva lo yishma sukkah. V'rameyer, what about Rameyer? Hanami midai raisa michsachaz. It says Rameyer, no, this sukkah is kosher midai raisa. It's v'rabbanan u'degaz ruba. It's only midrabbanan that it's a problem. Meaning this idea that you can't go on an ilon or on a behema on yontif, it's not a nissa de raisa. It's a nissa de rabbanon. Even on Shabbos, it's not a nissa de raisa. All of this is a nissa de rabbanon. So says Ramey, I agree with your premise, Rabbi Yehuda. Sukkah haru'uya l'shiva shma sukkah. Sukkah she'ena ru'uya l'shiva lo shma sukkah. But what makes this sukkah ena ru'uya l'shiva? What, because you can't go in the sukkah on yontif? That's mid rabbanon. Midday raisa, it's michsa chazia. Midday raisa, it's ru'uya l'shiva. It's only mid rabbanon that it's not ru'uya l'shiva. If it's only mid rabbanon, not ru'uya l'shiva, that's considered ru'uya l'shiva. And the halach is, it's going to be okay. So again, the Mishnah began with two halachas. Ha'oisas ukasa b'roisha agola oi b'roisha asfina k'sheira. Ha'oisas ukasa b'roisha ilan oi agami gomo k'sheira. The first halacha, ha'oisas ukasa b'roisha agola b'roisha asfina k'sheira, is really b'machloikis shnuya. It's machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel. But like the Gemara said, mani masnisin, Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. The next halacha also, ha'oisas ukasa b'roisha ilan al gabi gomo k'sheira, is really also b'machloikis shnuya. Not Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel. Machlokes Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda. And Mani Masis, and who's the Mishnah going like? It's going like Rameyer. So the first halacha of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to Rabbi Gamliel. The second halacha of the Mishnah is Rameyer, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, which, by the way, is Ma'od Matim. It's consistent with the klal that Stam Mishnah is Rameyer, Va'aliva de Rabbi Akiva. So Stam Mishnah is Rameyer. We spoke about that in a raid by Nandaf Gimel. Va'aliva de Rabbi Akiva. Rameyer was a Talmud of Elisha Baravu, Acher. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. When Rameyer's Stam halachas are mentioned in Mishnayis, it's the halachas that he was makabah from Rabbi Akiva. So Stam Mishas Rameir Valibid Rabbi Akiva. The first halacha is Rabbi Akiva. Of course, Stam Mishas Rameir Valibid Rabbi Akiva. The second halacha is Rameir Avada. Stam Mishnah is Rameir Valibid Rabbi Akiva. Either way, the Gemara now, from here until the end of the daf, and really through tomorrow's daf, is going to discuss another machloikis, a machloikis Tanaim. regarding Hilchos Sukkah. Says the Gemara, Asal lebehema doifin lesukkah, a brisa. If somebody used an animal as the wall of a sukkah, so you're not using the animal as schach, you're using it as a wall. The truth is, you can use anything for a wall. Schach is where we get into issues. We saw in yesterday's daf, even something that's maimed schach, even something that supports the schach, you can run into problems. But walls, in theory, anything should be okay. So if somebody used an animal, interesting sukkah, as the wall of a sukkah, Rameir says it's a problem. Rabbi Huda says it's kosher. Zok the brayser, shoy Rameir oimer, because Rameir used to say, Rameir flaked zogin, called of a sheish by ruachai, anything that's alive, ain't ois and ois, loy doifin lachinality used as a wall for a sukkah, v'loy lechi lamavui, can't use it as a lechi for your mavui she'enam a foolish, v'loy pasin libirois, of pasi birois, of masachtas erev in fame, v'loy goyle a kever, you can't use it as the covering for a kever. Shum reyesak li amr, the name of reyesak Lili, they say, they're not allowed to write a get isha. So if someone's giving a get to his wife, he can't write the get on an animal. Regardless, Rameh Shita is that there are certain limitations, certain things you're not allowed to do with a live animal. One of them is, you can't use a dover sheyesh by ruach chayim as a doifin lesukkah. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says it is okay. Zok to Gemara, my time in the Rameh. Why does Rameh hold that you're not allowed to use a behem as a doifin lesukkah? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it seems to be the more intuitive Shita. Why should you not be able to use it? There's no Shulchan Aruch of what can or cannot be used as a wall. How many walls, how tall the wall has to be, but what the material of the wall is, no one seems to ever have questioned that. Anything you want to use, Mechitze Shel Barzel is okay. So if that's the case, we understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita, why it's perfectly fine to use a behem as a wall for a sukkah. But the Gemara's kash is, my time at the Rameyer. Why would Rameyer hold it's a problem? So the Gemara brings a Machloikis Amoyroim to understand Shitas Rameh. Abaya said Shama Thomas. Rameh was concerned that the animal might die. Now, you're going to take an animal. You have to make sure it's 10 tefachim tall. If the animal dies, not going to be as tall anymore. It's going to fall to the ground. So when the animal's alive, you'll have the height that you need. When it's dead, you won't. Now, just to be clear, a dead animal is also kosher as a doifin. The problem is, we're assuming now that when it dies, it's going to fall to the ground, obviously. And as a result, you won't have the height that you need. And that's where a mayor had a problem. Reb Zeira said, Shema Tifrach. The concern is something else. We're afraid the animal's going to run away. You're going to get an animal to stand in one spot until you finish Yesuda. It's not going to happen. So he's worried, not Shema Tomos, he was worried Shema Tifrach. So again, this is all Beshitas Rameir. Machloikis Abaye and Reb Zeira, what Rameir was worried about. Abaye said Rameir was worried the animal's going to die. Reb Zeira said Rameir was worried the animal's going to run away. So the Gemara says like this. What's the nafgamina between Abaye and Reb Zeira? So let's clarify a few things. But pil kosher, if you have a pill is an elephant. Kosher means it's tied. Kuli amalot pli. Everyone would hold, even according to Rameir, it's going to be okay. Even though it's a dover sheish by ruach chayim. But both chashashes you don't have. There's no chashash shema tamus, and there's no chashash shema tivrach. Why? It's not running away because it's tied down. And what do you going to say, just because it's tired doesn't mean it can die, but inami mayas, even if it dies, the H-bin of Lasa Yod, the elephant is so big that even if it dies and it crouches over, it slumps over, but it's still going to be 10 fucking tall. So, Maman of Shach is going to be okay. According to Abaya, that Pshan Rameir is, he's worried Shema Tamus. That's only a concern because when it dies, you're going to lose the height. Over here, even if it dies, you're going to maintain the height. And according to Reb Zeira, that you worry Shema Tivrach, it's died. And if it's died, there's no concern Shema Tivrach. Pil she'enei kosher, so the Gemara says, what is the machloikis ki pligi if the pil was enei kosher, if the elephant was not tied? L'mandam Shema Thomas, according to Mandam that says Shema Thomas loichashini, I have nothing to worry about because at the end of the day, he's an elephant. So even if he dies, he's still standing tall. L'mandam Xeira Shema Tivrach, according to Mandam that says we're worried that he's going to run away, chashinon, then you have to be worried that he's going to run away. So Gemara says, what's the nafgamina between Abaye and Reb Zeira if the animal that was used was an elephant and it wasn't tied? The Gemara says, I don't believe that. Meaning, you mean to tell me Abaye, who said, I'm worried Shema Thomas, he wasn't worried Shema Tivrach? But Abaye really believes that you can get the elephant to stand in one place for so long? There's no one in the world that's going to tell you that there's no chashash Shema Tivrach. Meaning, it's poshet that if you're going to come up with a scenario where it's okay to use an animal as a doifin for your sukkah, you're going to have to tie the animal down. Because if you don't tie the animal down, you'll be sitting in the sukkah in 2 seconds. You're not going to have a kosher sukkah anymore. So the Gemara says like this. You're right. Everybody holds if the animal, even if it's an elephant, if it's not tied down, it's a problem. Keep pleading. The machloikis was dafka where the animal was tied. But it was a behemoth, it was a smaller animal. Lamanda, Magzeru Shema Tomos, according to Mandaman that says, you worried Shema Tomos, Chashina, you have to be concerned. Lamanda, Omar, Magzeru Shema Tivrach, according to Mandaman that says, the concern is Shema Tivrach, meaning you're not worried Shema Tomos, like Chashina, you're not worried. So Gemara says, what's the nafkimino? Nafkimino would be if you have an animal, not a pill, not a huge animal. Animal, if it dies, it's not going to be ten tefachim, but it was tied. If you worry Shema Tivrach, you don't have to be worried. If you worry Shema Thomas, you do have to be worried. Faith to Gemara, well, the man that makes there Shema Tivrach, Necho Shema Thomas. The man that's worried Shema Tivrach, why is he not worried Shema Thomas? So the Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Because to die is not so shchiach. For an animal to run away is very shchiach. But for an animal to die, mecha teisi. And as a result, he wasn't worried. In other words, Rameyer said that you're not allowed to use an animal as the wall of a sukkah. Reb Zera said, you know why Rameyer said it? Very posh. Rameyer said, he's worried the animal's going to run away. If you tie it, use it. Abaye said, I agree. Rameyer was for sure worried that the animal's going to run away. And if it's untied, it's posh. But I think Rameyer means more than that. I think Rameyer is also worried Shema Tomos. Nafkamina, even if it's tied, still there's a concern. Now, if it's an elephant or some very large animal, so that even if it dies, it'll be 10 tefachim. I have no problem with that. But Rameyer is not only worried about Shema Tivrach, Rameyer is also worried about Shema Thomas. According to Reb Zera, the whole Rameyer is balabatish. It's simple. Shema Tivrach. According to Abaye, there's another concern over here. This is also a concern of Shema Thomas. So the Gemara asks another technical question. How are you using an animal as a doifen? Meaning, you're assuming the animal has the right height, but there's spaces in between. There's gaps between the hands, so aren't you worried about those spaces? You're going to have to start getting involved in lavud and parutz meruba ala oimid. So the Gemara says, the avalei behutz of a dafna, you filled in all the gaps in the animal with real walls, and as a result, it's not a problem. Faith the Gemara, fnidilma rava, why aren't you worried that the animal is simply going to sit down? It's just going to crouch. If it crouches, that could already impact your sukkah. So the Gemara says, the meticha ba'ashli milel. It's talking about where it was tied up, meaning a kasha famaisa. You tied it in a way where that's not a concern. Faith the Gemara, oh, you tied it? So what's pshat in Abaye? Well, the man don't make zeir shema tamuz. Not me hometicha ba'ashli milel. Didn't Abaye say his whole concern is that the animal's going to die? It's going to fall. If you tied it from on top, which you had to do, because otherwise, even if you're not chayish lamisa, you have to be chayish, it's going to sit down. Just like shema tivrach is an obvious chashash. Shema Dilma Rav is also an obvious chashash. Elamayitaitis, if you tied it, then the whole Abaye goes away. So again, the Gemara gives a technical answer. No, it's Nogeya, Zimnin the Maikim Apachas Mishloisha Samach Leskach. What would be if the animal was 7 tfachim and a mashu? So that it was within 3 tfachim of the schach, which is kosher, and the reason it's kosher is because it's within the shear of lavut. Vekim in the ma'aseh, if it died, it's of a lava deity. We're concerned that it's going to crouch just a little bit, and it's going to crouch just enough for you to not realize that you're missing out the little bit you're supposed to be missing, and as a result, you're going to end up with a problem. But the bottom line is, we have Rameyer Shita, that Rameyer holds you're not allowed to use an animal as the wall of a sukkah. Even though walls of a sukkah are usually not governed by heavy regulation. But at the same time, Rameyer does have a chiddush, a chumrah, where Rameyer is concerned, this is a gzeira of Rameyer, it seems, that I don't want you to use an animal as the wall of a sukkah. And there was a machlokes Abaye and Reb Zera, why? Reb Zera said it's simple, we're afraid the animal's going to run away. And in fact, if you tie the animal down, you have nothing to worry about. Abaye said, no, even if you tie the animal down, I'm still worried that the animal's going to die. And being that I'm worried the animal's going to die, even if you tie it from on top, there's still a concern. So the bottom line is, according to Abaye, Rameyer is really worried about something that you would think maybe is even l'shchiach. He's afraid that the animal sometime during the course of Yontif is going to end up dying, and that's why it's not okay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa said it is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda has no problem using this animal as the wall of a sukkah. According to Abaye, it's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish L'misa. As if to say, if you wanted to hone in on the machloikis between Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa, let's focus b'shitas Abaye, because that's what the Gemara is going to focus on. The machloikis says, are we Chayish F'misa? Are we not Chayish F'misa? Rameyer is Chayish L'misa. Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish L'misa. So that's a clear fundamental point that emerges from the way Abaye explained the machloikis between Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda. Freit ni gemar. Umi amar Abaye. Did Abaye really say that? That Rameyer is chayish lemis, Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish? Because that's the takeaway from the way Abaye explained the machloikis. Vatanan, we learned in the Mishnah Masechta's Gittin. Bas Yisrael, shenis is lekoyen. A Bas Yisrael that was married to a kohen. V'holach b'ayil l'medina sayam. And her husband went l'medina sayam. T'alach zay chelas b'chuma. She's allowed to continue to eat chuma. V'cheske shu kayim. Under the assumption that her husband is still alive. A kohen is allowed to eat chuma. Not only a kohen, the wife of a kohen is also allowed to eat chuma. The children of a kohen are allowed to eat chuma. The avodim of kohanim are allowed to eat chuma. But for our purpose, the wife of a kohen, even if her father is not a kohen, she's a bas yisrael, she's not a bas kohen, she's allowed to eat chuma. What happens if her husband dies, her husband divorces her? She's not allowed to eat chuma anymore. As long as she's an eshes kohen, she's allowed to eat chuma. Once she's not an eshes kohen anymore, at that point she's not allowed to eat chuma. So the mission over here is discussing a bas yisrael, a girl who from birth was not allowed to eat truma, but she married a kohen. And because of her marriage to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. And now her husband went away on a business trip. She has no idea where her husband is. She hasn't heard from him. Now she has no reason to think he died, but she also doesn't know where he is. So the halach is a cheles b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma, becheskes shu kayim, under the assumption that he is still alive. She's allowed to assume that he's still alive. Right, the Gemara. V'ramina nala. Chazal asked the question on this Mishnah from another Mishnah. If a kohen goes to his wife and he says, I'm giving you a get. I don't want it to be chal right now. I want it to be chal 1 second before I die. Now, the reason people did this was for yibum related issues, but that's a whole nother discussion. But if somebody gives his wife a get and he says, I want it to go into effect a second before I die, she has to stop eating truma immediately. Why? Because we're afraid that he may die in a second, which means that right now it's sha'achas koydim yisasli, and therefore you're not allowed to eat shum. So you have a steer between the two mishnayos. Why? The first mishnah says a bas yisrael that's married to a kohen, the kohen goes to medina sayam, continue eating shum. I maybe your husband died when I chayish l'misa, but over here a reza gitach sha'achas koydim yisasli asur lacha b'shum miyad, because maybe he's going to die in a minute. And if that's the case, right now it's sha'achas koydim yisasli. So are we chayish l'misa? We're not chayish l'misa. So believe it or not, Abaya is the one that answered this question. Vamra Abaya, Abaya said like Asha. Harab Meir the loychayish lamisa. Harab Yehuda the chayish lamisa. The Mishnah that says we're not chayish lamisa is Rab Meir. Rab Meir is loychayish lamisa. The Mishnah that says we are chayish lamisa is Rab Yehuda. Now, where do you find Rab Meir? Rab Yehuda argued whether you chayish lamisa or loychayish lamisa. And where do you see that Rab Meir is the one that was loychayish lamisa and Rab Yehuda was the one that was chayish lamisa? So the Gemara is not going to have a mafurish case where Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda argued whether chayish lamisa or not chayish lamisa. But the Gemara is going to have a brisa that mentioned something similar to being chayish l'misa or not, and that's where Abaya was coming from. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, and this is an often quoted brisa in Shas, and every time it's quoted, it's hard, because it's not such an easy halacha, but the brisa says as follows, if somebody buys wine from a kuti, so a kuti in our brisa is someone that's chashud, he's not mafresh truma, he's not mafresh meiser, not meiser sheni, not meiser oni, he doesn't take care of all the trumas and meisers that he's supposed to get, which means that if you buy food, no matter what it is, if it's chayv and trumas and meisers from a kuti, before you eat it, you would have to be mafresh trumas and meisers. And to be clear, this is a little different than if you buy from an ama aretz. If somebody buys food from an ama aretz, the halach is, midai raisa, we could assume that he was mafresh trumas and meisers. Midai rabbanon, there's a concern, and therefore you have to be mafresh what's called dmai. You have to give trumas and meisers, but it's only midai rabbanon because of a suffix. But over here, when you buy from a kuti, this is the real deal. So you have to be mafresh trumas and meisers, midai rabbanon. Otherwise, you're not allowed to eat it. So this person bought wine from a kuti. The problem is it was Erev Shabbos. And it was Bein Hashmashes, and he had no time or no ability to be Mafresh Trumas Umaisis. I ain't Rashi, why not? But the bottom line is, he had no ability to be Mafresh Trumas Umaisis. But Shabbos is coming, and he wants to have wine, he wants to make Kiddush, he's going to want to make Havdalah. Now, you can't be Mafresh Trumas Umaisis on Shabbos, so that's out of the picture. So the question is there any way to work around? Is there anything you can do? So Rav Meir said like this, there's an Eitzah. Oimer, he should say, Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafresh Harehin Trumah. So we're going with the assumption that there were 100 Lugim, just to use a round number. If that's the case, 1/50th, that's the Midas Beininess of how much Trumah a person's supposed to give. So he says, 2 Lugim, 1/50th, 2 out of 100, of wine, I will be mafresh after Shabbos. That will be truma. Asara, I'm going to take 10 lugin, and that will be my maaser rishon. Tisha, I'll then take 9 of the remaining, and that will be maaser sheni. Umechol, and then you machal the maaser sheni, a money, v'shoy simiyani, you can drink on Shabbos, divi rameh. Rameh says an unbelievable chiddush. Rameh says, you're allowed to drink from this wine, even though you weren't mafresh trumas or maasers yet, as long as you make the declaration that after Shabbos, I'll be mafresh truma, and after Shabbos, I'll be mafresh maaser rishon, and I'll be mafresh maaser sheni, that's something you're allowed to do. I could drink right now. Now, really, it doesn't make sense. Why should I be able to drink right now? Right now, I wasn't mafresh any trumas or maizes because I said I'm going to be mafresh trumas or maizes. So the reason this works, the Gemara says throughout Shas, is because Rameir holds yesh breyer. Rameir says that as long as after Shabbos you're mafresh trumas or maizes, huvror hadavar lemafrey, that the trumas or maizes that you were mafresh was the trumas or maizes, and what I drank over Shabbos was not the trumas or maizes, and as a result, it's going to be okay. Again, this is a complicated halacha, but it's predicated on yesh breyer. There's another assumption Rameir is making. Rameir is not concerned that you're not going to end up being mafresh trumas or maizes. And that's going to be the punchline in our sugya. Meaning, you can argue, it's very nice you hold yesh breyer. That means when you're mafresh trumas or maizes on Matzah Shabbos, igloy milsa lemafreya, that when I, whatever I drink on Shabbos wasn't trumas or maizes. Very nice. It wasn't tevel either. But at the end of the day, maybe I won't be mafresh trumas or maizes, and I'll go down as never having been mafresh trumas or maizes. Clearly, Rameir's not worried about that either. But this is Rameir's chiddush. Rameir says, all you need to do is make the following declaration. Shnei lugin shani asad lahafresh, asara, maizerishin, tisha maizesheni, v'shoisimiyad, and you're allowed to drink right away. Says the Gemara, not everybody agreed with this. Rabbi Yehuda, v'rabbi Yosi, v'rabbi Shimon Oisra. They all said it's not okay. Says Abaya, what's the machloikis? What's the machloikis over here between Rav Meir on the one hand, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand? You know what I think the Machlokes Abaya said is, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon don't like what a mayor said, because they're worried that maybe you will not end up being mafresh trumas or maizres. Or in Gemara vernacular, they're worried, Shema yibaka hanoid. Maybe the barrel's going to crack, all the wine's going to go to waste, and as a result, you'll never have the ability to be mafresh trumas or maizres. Rav Meir is not worried, Shema yibaka hanoid. He'll teach prayer, for sure. He's also not worried, Shem Yibaka Anoit, to start drinking, gesundheit. Whereas from Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, they're all worried, Shem Yibaka Anoit. Says Rabbi Abaya, I have a machloikis, Rabbi Meir, and let's focus on Rabbi Yehuda right now. Whether we're chaya Shem Yibaka Anoit, or we're not chaya Shem Yibaka Anoit. Rabbi Meir is not chaya Shem Yibaka Anoit. Rabbi Yehuda is chaya Shem Yibaka Anoit. Says Abaya, I want to steltsu this machloikis. It's a little bit of a leap, but I want to steltsu this machloikis to the steer between the two mishnayos. Are we chaya shlemisa, not chaya shlemisa? Rabbi Meir, that's not chaya Shem Yibaka Anoit, is not chaya shlemisa. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, that is chaya Shem Yibaka Anoit, he is chaya shlemisa. But what do you see from here? That Abaya, the same exact Abaya as an hour daf. Abaya said that it was a machloikis from Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're but Rav Meir is the one that's not Chayesh Lemisa, just like he's not Chayesh Shem Yibaka Anoit, and Rav Yehuda is the one that is Chayesh Lemisa. If that's the case, for the Gemara, you have a steer, Rav Meir, Rav Meir, you have a steer, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. The same Abaya who said the Machlokes, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, whether you're allowed to use a Baal Chay as the wall of a sukkah. Rav Meir said no. Rav Yehuda said yeah. Rav Meir said no, he's Chayesh Lemisa. Rav Yehuda said yeah, I'm not Chayesh Lemisa. The same exact Abaya learned to answer a stira in Mishnayos, whether Chayesh Lemisa or not, then Har Rameh, Har Rabbi Yehuda, Rameh is the one that's loy Chayesh Lemisa, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that is Chayesh Lemisa. Zok to Gemara, Epoch. You have to pull an Epoch. Now, we said a lot of things. What exactly are we going to be Mahapach? So the Gemara says, well, being Mahapach, what Abaya said 2 lines from the top of Chav Gimel Amid Beis, meaning, when, where Abaya said 6 lines from the bottom on the Chav Gimel Amid Beis, and that is loy Kasha, Harab Meir, Harab Yehuda, the steer between the two Mishnayas, whether we're Chayesh Lemisa or not Chayesh Lemisa, what Abaya say? Oh, one's Rav Meir, the other's Rav Yehuda. How did we have it? That Rav Meir is the one that's not Chayesh Lemisa, Rav Yehuda is the one that's Chayesh Lemisa. Rav Meir is the one that's not Chayesh Lemisa because Rav Meir is the one that's not worried Shem Yibaka Anoit. Rav Yehuda is the one that is Chayesh Lemisa because Rav Yehuda is the one that holds Shem Yibaka Anoit. So the Gemara says, flip that around. Rav Meir is the one that's Chayesh Lemisa. Rav Yehuda loy Chayesh Lemisa, not like Kasha, Har Rameir, Har Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir is the one that's not Chayesh, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's Chayesh, just the opposite. Like Abaya said it in Sukkah, Rameir is the one that is Chayesh, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's not Chayesh, the Tanya, and the Makar to it is not the Braisa of Halikei Chiyami Ben Akutin, but rather it's our Braisa, our Sukkah. So the Behemah Doifin, let's look if somebody used the Behemah as a wolf for a Sukkah, Rameir Poisel, Rabbi Yehuda Machsher. So the bottom line is, we answered the Stira and Abaya. Abaya reconciled the machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, whether you're allowed to use an animal as a wall of a sukkah, that Rav Meir is chayesh lemisa, Rav Yehuda is not chayesh lemisa. It's Abaya l'shitasoi who said that you have a steer between the two mishnayos, whether we're chayesh lemisa or not, regarding an eishes kohen, if she's allowed to eat truma or not eat truma, har Rav Meir, har Rav Yehuda. He meant this Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. He meant that Rav Meir that holds that you're not allowed to use the animal as a doifin for a sukkah because he's chayesh lemisa. So too, the halacha would be that a woman who's married to a kohen and the kohen says, hareza gitech shachas kohen misasi, stop eating truma right now because he's chayesh lemisa. Whereas from Yehuda that said you are allowed to use an animal as the wall of a sukkah, because he's clearly not chayish shlemisa l'shitasai. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be the one that's going to hold that Bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen, he went to Medina Sayyam, you don't have to worry that maybe he died, because really you're not chayish shlemisa. But the Gemara says that if you put this whole sugya together, even though we were miyashav abaya, but we still have a problem. Kashad Rameyah, Rameyah. And really, Kashad Rabbi Yehuda as well. But the Gemara says, Kashad Rameyah, Rameyah. We have a stira in Rameyah. What's the stira? Abaya just proved that Rameyah's shita is that we're chayish lamisa. How do you know Abaya said Rameyah holds you chayish lamisa? Because you're not allowed to use a bal chay as the wall of a sukkah. And Rameyah is the one that holds that you're not chayish for Bekiyas Hanoit. Isn't that a steer in Rameyah? Rameyah is chayish lamisa, Rameyah is not chayish Bekiyas Hanoit. Now you're going to tell me, what do the two have to do with each other? The Gemara is assuming that they're related to each other. If you're chayish for this, you should be chayish for that. So the Gemara says, don't we have a steer in Rameyah? Rameyah is not chayish lamisa, but yet Rameyah is chayish lamisa, but Rameyah is not chayish Bekiyas Hanoit. The Gemara says, Amalek Rameyah, Rameyah is going to tell you, it's not a steer. Misa shchicha, Bekiyas Hanoit, lo shchicha. Misa shchiach, Bekiyas Hanoit is lo shchiach. Why? Efshe, the muscle of the shomer. You can give your noid to a shomer and ask him to watch it for you, and you can trust him, but Misa is in the hands of Hashem, and as a result, Hanasham Alach, Vaguf Shalach, so that's not something you can really give over to a shomer, and as a result, that's more shchiach. Now the Gemara asks, Kashad Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, what about the steer in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish l'misa. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to use a bal chay as the wall of a sukkah, and here Rabbi Yehuda is worried about Bekiyas Hanoid. So the Gemara says, Time Rabbi Yehuda, Lamishum the chayish Bekiyas Hanoid. Who's Hapshan Rabbi Yehuda is because he's worried about Bekiyas Hanoid. Elimishum the less late Breira. Reason Rabbi Yehuda argues with Allah, doesn't hold the Breira. The whole Allah of Rameh we said is predicated on Yej Breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira. Faith the Gemara, the chayish Rabbi Yehuda Bekiyas Hanoid. How can you say Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about Bekiyas Hanoid? Vamid, Diktanu Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Sefer, Amru Leil Rameh. They told Rameh, Iat Amoida, Shemi Yibaka Hanoid, Venimses Eshoyset Falnam Afrey. They, as in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, who argued with Rameh, they told Rameh clearly, you're not worried, Shemi Yibaka Hanoid. So what does it sound like? That's what they're worried about. Shem Yibaka Noid. Valmaluhu. And what did Rameh tell them? Likashay Yibaka. Come back to me when it actually breaks. But what do you see from him? Michlal, the Chayish Rabbi Yehuda, Bekiyas Hanoid. You see Rabbi Yehuda is worried about Bekiyas Hanoid. So the Gemara says, Nahasim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamal, the Rameh. Rabbi Yehuda was just talking to Rameh. That's not the Makar to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is just telling Rameh, Lidi, di, lastly, Breira. I don't hold a Breira. El Lidi, that coin to the Esh Breira. You do hold a Breira, but yeah, the Moid, the Shem Yibaka Noid. You yourself should be worried, Shem Yibaka Noid. What's the thief guy? You Rameh, I know you Rameh. We're Bali Plukta. You're worried for Misa. You're the one that holds that you're not allowed to use an animal as the wall of a sukkah. You should be worried, Shemi. Now, for me, it's no Shaykhis. I'm not worried, Shemi Bakanoid. I'm not Chayish Lamisa. My understanding of like Hechayim and Akudin is related to Ein Breira. But you Rameh, I don't understand. Why would you not be worried about that? And I'm like, told him, like, Shemi Baka. Like we said, because a noid you can give to a Shaymer, I'm not worried. Misa, I'm worried about. This is not something I'm worried about. But the bottom line is, Machloik is Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda. Rameh is the one that is Chayish Lamisa. Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish Lamisa. So one last Gemara. For like Chayish Rabbi Yehuda Lamisa, is Rabbi Yehuda really not Chayish Lamisa? For Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, the first Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, Rabbi Yehuda says, when they used to prepare the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, so they had to make sure that they had backups. There was a backup Kohen Gadol. They also had to be a backup wife. Af isha cheres maskinoloi. This is only Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Shema Thomas Ishta. Because Rabbi Yehuda was worried that maybe the wife of the Kohen Gadol is going to die. And it says in the Torah, v'chiper ba'adoi u'ba'ad beisoi, that when the Kohen Gadol brought his special par, which makes up so much of Masechtas Yuma, his par that he brought, it was mechaper for him. He said vidoi on it twice. And it was also mechaper for his wife. So he had to have a wife. And Rabbi Yehuda's worried that maybe his wife's going to die. So you have to have a backup wife. Had they set up the backup wife, that he wasn't allowed to have two wives. That's very complicated Gemara. And Daf Yud Gimel, maybe the hardest Gemara Masechtas Yuma. But either way, the Gemara said that they used to have a backup wife. And this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. See, you see Rabbi Yehuda's Chayish Lamisa. So Rabbi Yehuda in our sugi is not Chayish Lamisa. Here Rabbi Yehuda's Chayish Lamisa. So the Gemara says, Itmar Allah, Amar Afun, Abrid, Rabbi Yeshua, Malu Asa B'Kapar. That was a special Mila that they made as it relates to Kapar. Meaning, really, Rabbi Yehuda's not Chayish Lamisa. But when you're handling the Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKadosh, on that special day, even Rabbi Yehuda was worried. They made a milah and they said something that we're usually not worried about. Over here, we're going to worry about, and that's the basis to this halacha. So the bottom line is, the last part of the daf, which really took up the majority of the daf, discussed the machloikis between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. Not the Mishnah's case, where if someone's oises ukasi b'reish agol b'reish asfina, not b'reish no ilan, or al gabi gomel, where somebody used an animal as the wall of a sukkah. Rav Meir said it's a problem. Rav Yehuda said it's not a problem. According to Rav Zeira, the whole Rav Meir is a Gzeira Shema Tivrach. He's just worried the animal's going to run away. Tie the animal down. We're not having this conversation. Abaye, however, turned this into a much more Shas Machlokes. Rav Meir is worried Shema Tomus. Rav Meir was worried the animal might die. And this is based on a very fundamental Shita and a fundamental concern Rav Meir had. Rav Meir in Shas was Chayish Lamisa. Rav Yehuda argued with him because Rabbi Yehuda was not Chayish Lamisa. And as we saw, this has ramifications in other areas in Shas, such as in Masechtas Gittin and in different sugyas, where are you Chayish Lamisa? You're not Chayish Lamisa. The Gemara just ended with a postscript. It's so ironic because when you learn Masechtas Yuma, you get the sense Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's Chayish Lamisa. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said you have to have an extra wife waiting for the Kohen Gadol in case the wife dies. It's Davka Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says that's a whole different deal. That's Ma'ala Asabi Kapar. But generally speaking, outside of Masechtas Yuma, outside of the Yom HaKadosh, you want to know if you're Chayish Lamisa or not. What emerges from the Sugya is that according to Abaye, anyways, it's a Machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir is Chayish Lamisa. Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish Lamisa.